Hello, everyone, and welcome back to my podcast. My name is Rose Ramandi, and I'm excited again to be here today with you. And I want to have a real talk today with you, shall we? Can I have a real talk, like a life tangible real talks with you? Because when we dive deep in the Bible and you grow in the knowledge of God and you learn things from the Spirit, it's just so amazing, right? You jump up and down, you get excited, you feel the joy in your heart, and you experience, because you've learned something, you experience something new in that moment of learning. So I'm not sure if that happened to you or not, but many times when I read the Bible or the Lord reveals something to me through the Spirit, I get so excited and I just like have this, overflowing joy and unspeakable joy that floods your heart because something has been revealed to you by the Spirit of the living God. And I think this is amazing and this is awesome. But here's the thing. The moment, we have the revelation of something, that's not the end of the story. That's just the beginning of our journey. Let me explain to you what I mean by that. So when you have a revelation or a knowledge, that's only a seed. It's not the fruit, it's the seed. Yes, sometimes when God is revealing to you and you feel satisfied and you feel you're full, you were thirsty, you're not thirsty anymore, you were hungry, you're not hungry anymore, and you feel like satisfied and full. But here's the thing, that seed or that fruit that the Spirit just gave you and you ate it has a seed inside of it. Okay. And that seed must start growing in you. And that seed must come to a place that bears fruit and bears fruit in your life. So that's why when we have a revelation or something, we get so excited, we feel like our lives is changed in a certain level, and because we are eating from that fruit. But here's the thing, God is not only feeding us with the food, but he's also showing us how we can be the one who prepare and the food for our soul. I'm just going to show you some examples in the book of Proverbs also for us to understand it. So my point here is, when you have a revelation of something, or God reveals to you a truth or the knowledge or an understanding, it's like you're eating from a fruit. And once you eat that fruit, there is a seed inside of every fruit, as God said in Genesis when he created the creation. So every fruit has a seed inside, and when you eat that fruit that God just gave you, there's a seed inside of it. And the reason the seed is in there, it's that seed will fall and eventually become the tree and bear fruit in your life. So now, you probably know the parable of the sower and the seed that Jesus talked about in the Gospels. And he said that, in the parable of the sower and the seed, the seed is the word of God. And our heart is that land or that field that the word of God as a seed falls into it. And our heart is where holds the seed, and the word of God starts rooting first in our heart, and eventually it starts growing up and it comes to the time of harvest. Now, the thing is, therefore, our story here is not just keep eating the fruit that the Lord is giving. Yes, it's keeping the fruit. But my point here is that we also become the fruit bearer of the word of God in order that we will be satisfied by the fruit of the tree that we are eating from ourselves. Let me show you one scripture here, and then I'm going to jump into a couple of, things happened recently that made me to think about creating this episode of podcast to make sure that we all are staying in the path of the Spirit. So now, let me just show you. Let's go to Proverbs. And in Proverbs chapter, let me just find out. Proverbs. Oh, I am in Psalms. So in Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, I've been studying the book of Proverbs a lot recently. And the book of Proverbs talks about a character. There are multiple characters in the book of Proverbs. Okay, we have a woman, we have the harlot, we have son, we have young man, we have a lazy man, and you know, multiple, or we have a father that, you know, is instructing, and we have a sister in the book of Proverbs. So we have multiple characters in the book of Proverbs. But one of the interesting characters of the book of Proverbs for me is the character of the lazy man. And I've been studying this lazy man. It just brings awe into you know, my understanding when I understood who the lazy man is. So now let me take you to Proverbs chapter 13, and I'm going to take you to a couple of places. I want to show you something to understand who is the lazy man and just dive deep from there, okay? So Proverbs chapter 13 says, "A wise son heeds his father's instruction, but a scoffer does not listen to rebuke." Here we go, another character, right? Son and a scoffer. But look at verse 2. It says, "A man shall eat well by the fruit of his mouth." So did you just see? A man shall eat well by the fruit of his mouth. Okay, so now when we talk about the fruit of the mouth, it's so obvious and clear that it's not talking about apple and orange or anything. What comes out of the mouth is the words that a man speaks. So fruit of a mouth is the words of mouth, the words that someone speaks. So a man shall eat well by the fruit of his mouth. So do you see? Let's continue reading, and it's going to open up more here for us. It says, "But the soul of the unfaithful feeds on violence." Now, let's just wait here. He says a man, and then all of a sudden he says a soul. So therefore, in the context, he's talking about the soul of a man. So verse 2 says, "A man shall eat from the fruit of his mouth." Basically saying that the soul of a man shall eat from the fruit of the mouth. So do you see that? Therefore, the soul is hungry. The soul is looking for a fruit, and the soul needs the fruit. Remember, in Genesis chapter 3, when the serpent came to Eve and, you know, offered this food because, you know what, Eve was hungry, okay? So now, here's the thing. It says soul is now looking for a fruit, and a man shall eat and shall feed the soul by the words of his mouth. But then it says that the soul of an unfaithful feeds on violence. Therefore, here we go. We have another character called unfaithful, which eventually you realize the unfaithful is the scoffer and it's the lazy man. I'll show you the scripture. But it says, okay, it feeds on violence. Do you see? There is still another type of feeding that is called feeding on violence. So now, therefore, let's do the just comparison and just keep going back and forth between these two people, these two men. There is a man that shall feed his soul by the fruit of his mouth, and there is a man that feeds the soul by the fruit of mouth. But then one of them is giving a good fruit, and another is giving a violent fruit here. Right? So now, let me just take you to, okay, let's go read verse 4. I'm going to skip one verse. Please, in your time, read it. It's awesome. I may probably go back to it again as we are talking. But verse 4 says, "Now, the soul of a lazy man desires and has nothing." So do you see? It says the soul of a lazy man desires. So right before that, it said that the soul of an unfaithful feeds on violence. So now here says the soul of a lazy man desires and has nothing. Do you know what it says? It says the soul of a lazy man desires good food because the soul is hungry, but because the man is lazy, is not feeding the soul with good fruit, with the fruit of mouth. And this lazy man has nothing to offer to soul to be filled. So basically, what it says is that the lazy man is the one who doesn't have the good fruit in his mouth. The lazy man is the one who does not have a good fruit. He still has the fruit, but it's feeding the soul with violence and is not feeding the soul with what the soul is desires. So now coming back to our talk here. So what do we see here? We see that there is a soul that is hungry, and the food of the soul is the words on your own mouth. So there is a time that the Lord comes and the Lord speaks. So the words of the Lord's mouth, it becomes a fruit for you, for your hungry soul. Then you eat that fruit. And then if you are a lazy man, or if I am a lazy man, or anyone's a lazy man, when they eat this fruit, they don't reproduce that fruit inside of them. They don't bring that fruit grow and mature, you know, inside of them, so that that fruit also becomes their fruit. And that is called the definition of the lazy man. So because this lazy man is the one who received the seed of the word of God, but he was lazy in order to sow the seed in his heart, keep it in his heart, water it in his heart, and then bring it into, you know, and cause this seed to grow and mature and eventually bears fruit in his life. Okay, so now here we know that Proverbs told us the fruit is in the mouth. Do you know what it says? It says, therefore, when the word is in the Lord's mouth, they are a fruit to your soul. Then you eat it, you're satisfied, you're like, oh man, you get up, you're excited, you go. But here's the thing, that's not the end of the story. The end of the story is that fruit that you just ate from the Lord's mouth must fall into your heart and becomes a seed and eventually bears fruit and becomes a word in your own mouth. So we are not talking about just going and repeating what the Lord said. We are talking about the process of maturing the truth inside of your heart. And it will eventually, that word will find a way out of your own heart, coming outside of you as words. And then your life, or your, you know, physical realm that you are living in is, you know, affected by this word of God that is already matured inside of you. You know, here's a real talk. When we hear the word of God, when somebody talks about it, when somebody reveals and the spirit all of a sudden opens up our eyes and we get excited, we immediately start looking for the fruit to eat again. What do I mean by that? So when a revelation and a truth is revealed to you, okay, so for example, let me just give you a very bad example, like another bad example, but just an example that just help us to understand it. When you read the scripture and all of a sudden the Lord opens up your heart and you say, okay, you know, I have, you know, died so you can have this. The next morning we wake up and we are like, okay, why do I not have this? Or you try to have it. You go, okay, here we go. The Lord said this. And then, you know, you start living that life. And you could in a certain, but you'll find yourself to fall. Let me just share the example with you. A few years ago, or like we were just Christian. We had just become a Christian. And we just, you know, devouring the Bible. We devouring all the teachings out there and all these things. And then all of a sudden, we just came across the understanding of the, you know, message of the healing. Okay. And when we started understanding what healing is, we are like, that's it. Jesus finished it on the cross. It is done. Then a few weeks later, we got sick. I got sick and I'm like, no, I'm not going to doctor. You know, going to doctor is false. Going to doctor is against all these things. The Lord says, you know, that word. And I'm just trying to believe what the word of God is talking here. But forgetting that belief is so easy when it is matured inside of you. Now imagine, I heard a truth, and the truth is Jesus Christ, by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. Okay? And then I got sick, contrary to what I was told as the belief, right? Then you stand and you say, okay, you know what? I'm going to continue believing in what the Lord is saying here. So he died by the stripes of Jesus. And I have done that many times in my life. And I have seen healings immediately. But then it came a time that the Lord told me that if you do not go to doctor, now I want you to please hear what I'm trying to say here. The Lord says, if you do not go to doctor, you are trying to achieve healing by the works of your hand. And I'm like, Lord, what do you mean? Like, I believe in your, like, what do you mean? And, you know, at the time, the teaching that I was listening and I was learning at the time from this amazing man of God, that he was saying that if you go to doctor, then that right there shows that you don't believe. So that was the teaching, right? And then what I was like, okay, so I'm not going to go to doctor, because if I go to doctor, then that means I don't believe it. And now imagine, this is like after like 10 times of being sick and not going to doctor and receive healing directly by faith, all of a sudden one day the Lord says, like, you gotta go to doctor. And I said, Lord, no, I'm just gonna believe and all this thing. And he said, if you don't, you're relying on your own knowledge and on your own revelation. And I'm like, I was shocked when I heard that, because there is a time that you are in faith, and that's perfect. That's awesome. You're in faith. There is a fruit for you to know if you are in faith or no, which we are not talking about it. But one of the fruits of the Spirit is joy. And faith actually is the fruit of the Spirit. If you want to know, one of the things that I want to know if I am in faith or no, just quickly in the bracket, I'm going to say it for you. One of the things I want to know if I am in faith or no is that I immediately see, do I have a rest? Do I have a peace? Do I have joy? Am I going about my life like it was, like I don't have any sickness? Or am I like, you know, or am I being like so discouraged, so devoured, and so influenced by this sickness? Okay, so that's one of the ways. I'm not saying it's all the ways. It's one of the ways. And now, please, I'm not telling you to do the same. I'm just giving you this story because I want to give you a wisdom, which I'm sharing to you at the end of this story. Okay. So basically what happened was like, okay, Lord, what do you mean? And the Lord says, you know what? You're relying on your knowledge and revelation that I gave you instead of relying on me. And in fact, the reason you don't go to doctor because you're afraid. And then when the moment the Lord exposed that to me, then I realized I'm not in faith. The reason I'm not doing this is not faith. The reason is something else. And at that moment, it was really fear. So long story short, I ended up going to the doctor and got healed through the whatever medication they gave me. Okay. So now it's not about going to the doctor or not going to the doctor. It's about where your heart is standing in this place and in this process. And there's no one can really tell you. Some people can tell you by looking at your fruit and looking at you. But you are the one that can really, you know, dive deep in your heart and realize what is the motivation and what is the reason behind doing or not doing. We have people that ask us, email us questions in our Farsi ministry that we do, Persian ministries or English ministries, and what do I need to do now? I don't know what to do in this situation in my life. And here's the thing. I am not the perfect place, perfect person for you to tell you what to do. I can help you to see what you're supposed to do, guide you to understand through the truth, but you are the one eventually has to know what to do. So, but how do you do it? You go to the Spirit and you ask the Lord to reveal this to you. And after I had that experience, I was like, Lord, I don't want to do things just because they are right. I want to do things because I am moved by the conviction that is in my heart. I don't want to, let me just give you another example. So, all my life I exercised, and, you know, as I started doing exercise in from when I was 14 years old, 13, 14 years old, and then it hit and I came, became a Christian, and I was like, okay, that's it. I don't need to do the exercise and I don't need to, you know, go do the exercise or anything. You know, we are in faith, we are sons of God, immortals, we are walking. And now, at the time, I was like, believe me, less than 1 year Christian. And so we just became a Christian, and I quit going to doing the exercise because I wanted to study the Bible, and I had the right reason for it or whatever, right? So end of the, eventually we were introduced to the message of faith, healing, and all this stuff. And I was like, okay, so you know what? I don't need to go. I am the son of God and all these things, and I don't need to go to exercise and everything. And so 1 year later, so I had put on like about 10 kg, a lot of weight, and I was so, you know, physically tired, emotionally I was tired. Now imagine, all my life I had exercised, right? So my body went through this phase of what's going on here, right? And and I'm like, Lord, what's going on? I am the son of God, why am I not, you know, receiving? I'm supposed to receive power and life. I couldn't walk. We would go out, walk for 1 hour, and I would get tired and all the things. And through that experience, I realized that, you know, when a truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ is revealed to you, you must first hold it in your heart and let it mature into you. And when you start seeing the fruit of it, when you start really knowing, walking into it, then you don't need. Then you don't need other stuff that the world is offering to you. Now, going back to the healing parts, there have been multiple times that I got healed directly at home through the time of prayers, a lot of times. But there are times that the Lord says, no, you gotta go because now you are not in faith. So do you see what's happening here? It's not about going to exercise, doing a workout or not doing the workout. It's about, like, are you physically fit in a place in your life that you are receiving the abundance of mercy and grace and shower that you can even feel and experience it in your physical body and in your physical life through the walk that you have with the Spirit? If you are in that place, then stay in that place. But the thing is, after sometimes, I'm talking about a very sensitive subject here, but I feel like I have to do it. But the thing is, after, when you are, if you are in that place, please stay there and continue in that place. Okay. But if you are, but throughout my, like, Christian experience, I realized that, okay, if you, for example, if you have a headache and that headache is not letting you to read the Bible and totally devoured you, totally, let me just, like, you're under the influence of that headache, go grab a pill and a, like, painkiller and eat it. So at least you can read your Bible, and at least you can become, like, focused again. At least you can read the Word of God and then stand into the faith and get up and overcome this thing that it doesn't come to you again. I hope you're hearing what I'm saying here. If you are walking, you know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and you get lightheaded and all of a sudden dizzy and tired, and that's immediately the sign that, okay, you need to get some exercise. And, you know, so you can have that energy so that you can read the Bible, that you can be fresh, and you can come into that, clarity of mind and the clarity of the Spirit, and then rise up and then overcome this thing and then never get tired. You know, guys, I have been in my life that through, like, 5 years, a straight 5 years, I never got tired. I didn't know what being tired means. I never got sick. I never, because I put my head into the Word of God, and daily I was growing into this knowledge. And as I'm going and spending time with the Lord, and every time the feeling of tiredness would come, I was so strong in the Spirit, I would just throw it away, rise up in the Spirit, refresh and strong. And there was a time that I didn't go to gym. Now, that's not the end of the story. I told you the story that I didn't go to gym. I went back to gym a couple of years later. I didn't go again. But that's the time that, you know, I didn't feel all those tiredness and stuff that I was feeling. My point here is, let me just put something in the bracket and tell you what my point is. My point here is that your life and your calling is way greater than whether or not going to gym or going to doctor or no. The Lord told me long time ago, do what you can in the flesh and trust me in what you can't and I will do it. So basically, be faithful of the little thing that is given to you and the Lord will give you more. So do what you can. There are times that we know the truth, guys, but we are not strong in order to live in that truth. That's when you got to get help from wherever direction you can, trusting the Lord in the process at the same time. I have a friend that she got sick, and unfortunately, it's been 3 years that she is sick and she refuses to go to doctor. She could have gone to doctor 3 years ago. She could have been healed completely and she could have gone with her life in the last 3 years. But the last 3 years, she's been sick and she's not going to the doctor. And let me tell you this, it's not that she's in faith, because I'm standing here and I look at her life and I know that she is not in faith. She's been in depression. She's been in sadness. She's been anxiety, stress, and fear. She can't sleep at night. She's, there's no joy. She has locked up herself at home. She doesn't want to see us. She doesn't want to see anyone. And those are the signs that you are not in faith. Because if you would have been on faith, you would have been in the joy of the Spirit. You would have lived your life in the fullness of the Spirit, in the fruit of the Spirit, and God would have taken care of it. So now you, when you are in that situation, I mean, get up, go get help. I am totally against those three preachings that says if you go to doctor, you are not in faith. That could be true for a certain amount of time for a certain amount of people. But there are times that you are so, ignorant of the gospel of Jesus. You're so ignorant of the Spirit that you think you're not going to the doctor is faith, but actually is the opposite. It's the fear that is holding you. So now that applies to every situation of our lives. Now, here's the thing. For my personal life, I realized that, okay, I am feeding myself from the fruit of the mouth of the Lord Jesus. And every fruit that I eat, the seed is falling into my heart. But I am not going to rush it and run ahead of God. And I'm not going to rush the seed to bear fruit. Because if I do it, I'm going to pull up the seed and I'm going to destroy the seed. If you plant a seed in a jar, and that seed, after one day, you see the seed doesn't come out, or you don't see it hasn't sprouted, then if you root up the seed, then you destroyed it. You have to be patient. You have to be patient. And during this time, you have to trust that God is, God knows that the seeds have not yet grown up and have not been come to the fruitful life in you. God knows that He has planted the seed inside of you, and you're patiently watering it and holding it and keeping it and believing it in your heart. And in the process of this thing, because God knows that, He's also there to help you to overcome whatever obstacle or situations that you can do. So that's why it's not about going to doctor or not going to doctor. It's not about going to gym or not going to gym. But the thing is, if you go to doctor, if you go to gym, if you have an exercise, if you have a walk, if you do whatever, is it going to help you? Is it going to help you to be more focused, more disciplined, more ready to read the Bible and hear from the Lord? That's what I'm talking about. If you are in that place, then you're going to say, Lord, I'm going to do what I can, and I want you to do what I can't. Lord, I will do what I can, and you do what you can. And I trust you in this process. So now it comes to my personal life. I realized from my life, I'm just going to share you my personal life. I realized that when I do the exercise, when I go and I have my day, my weekly exercises, I don't wake up sore in the morning. I'm not tired. I don't get much tired. I have more energy during the day. And it helps me to learn discipline as I am reading the Bible and trying to practice the ways of God. Now, here's the thing. We had a friend a few years ago. Let me just share this. And we had a friend a few years ago. He came, they came to our home. And, the husband was telling us that, we heard the message of the immortality. It's so awesome. It's amazing. Life, life, life. And we went on and on for weeks about it. And all of a sudden, they were thinking about not eating food because we are immortals. And we are like, no, no, no. And I'm like, I was like hitting my head against the wall. I was like, guys, immortality is not that you're going to achieve it because you're going to say, okay, I am immortal. Now I'm not going to eat anything. I'm not going to drink anything. I'm not going to sleep. Yes, of course, Jesus doesn't eat anything right now, right? If he doesn't need to eat, he doesn't need to sleep. That's the body we're talking about, but you're not there yet. You can't be ignorant of it. You can't say, okay, you know what? I'm sitting here with this body of mortal. This body of mortal must put on immortality. It's your inheritance. It's where you are fighting the good fight of faith. Not eating is not faith. Trusting the Lord in the process that you're going to say, okay, Lord, I'm going to feed myself because I acknowledge I'm mortal, but then I remember that this is not who I am. There is a greater plan for me. There is a destiny for me. There is this immortality for me. There is this inheritance and glory of God. I'm moving forward to it. And I believe that you will meet me and you will deliver me. You will heal me. You will do as I am in this mortal body. But that doesn't mean I have to quit eating because I think I'm immortal. Let me tell you this. When you are immortal, then you quit eating. Don't make it the other way around. I mean, like, we had an email received a few years ago, and this person sent us an email. I listened to all of your messages. I was just so excited for, like, all these things. And then all of a sudden, the emails are changed, and he's like, if we are immortals, then why am I sick? I'm so frustrated. I am so sick. I am so tired. This body. And I sent an email, and I said, listen, message of immortality is not for you to, like, go get it. Message of immortality is for you to realize this is God what God wants for you so that you can live your life with joy. It's a good news. You can live with your life with expectation. And something happens to you, then you remember the truth. Remember the promise. And I was just like, I sent a message to email to him and I said, you know what? And I never heard back from him, and I don't know if he's following us anymore or no. But I said, listen, it's not that you're frustrated. That right there shows that you haven't got the message. You don't know. You haven't heard the truth that we just shared with you. The truth is not supposed to put you in a hard situation. The truth is supposed to set you free. And it sets you free by giving you peace and joy. And I mean, and that's a trap I have fallen too many times, and the Lord has kept breaking me back. And this is a trap I believe everyone's falling into it. And that's why we've got to come back to it and realize that it's about the gospel, the fruit, the message that grows inside of us. When the message grows in you, the message will change you. If you put on immortality today, because you put on immortality, you may need the food. You may need to eat the food. But if you say, I'm not going to eat the food because I am immortal, that's going to be a different way of approaching this. This is so twisted. So if you need to eat to survive in this body, and if you need to drink to survive in this body, in order to be able to know the Lord Jesus, in order to be able to be alive and have the revelation of Jesus Christ, then there are maybe many things more that you need to do in order to be more effective in your life, in order to receive more truth of the gospel. One more thing I noticed, that I need to wake up early in the morning. I can't sleep till noon. I have to wake up in the morning, because I realize when I wake up early, that's when I'm refreshed, and I can focus more. So let me ask you this. What is it in your life that you can do today to help you in the physical realm in order to be focused more in the realm of the spirit? Do you need to spend the time doing the prayer every night? That's me. Every night, 1 hour before I go to bed, if I have time, 1 hour, if not 30 minutes, I go into prayer. I need to finish the day with God. What are the things that you can do in order to guard the seed that is sown in your heart, and at the same time, making sure that you are physically able to continue and living this life until the Lord comes and meets you and gives you the reward of your faith? I was reading the Kings, the book of Kings and Second Chronicles, from the story of Solomon all the way to a few generations after Solomon. And I will share with more of them with you to realize that those people that are said, those kings that are mentioned, that they are evil, when you read their life, they relied on God and all these things. And those people, the kings that say that they were good and they were, you know, good kings, all of a sudden, they didn't pursue God. So that's why it shows there is something deeper. There is something, it's not in your actions, it's in your hearts. What can you do today? What can you do today in your physical realm in order to give you energy, in order to give you discipline, to be able to be more productive in the spirit? I want to ask this, and hopefully this video is helping you so that you don't get caught between, you know, falling from different ditches, from this side to another side. Get the, you know, middle and realize that, okay, you know, you are a mortal being and having the spirit. Your focus is not to be immortal. That's the way of the world. Your focus is to be stronger in the spirit. What can you do in the mortal realm to help you discipline and grow in the realm of the spirit, in the knowledge of God, in the understanding of the, in like spending time with the Lord Jesus? I hope this is clear, and thank you for being here with me. And please, if you have a question, there is a, you know, leave me a voicemail button there. Those are going to be for me only, and I'm not, you know, it's not going to be public for everyone. Just ask your questions and I will try to answer them in the following episode. Bless you guys, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.